Good morning. God bless you. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and today is a really wonderful day, and I just so thankful to God and so thankful for, you know, His clarity and His direction and what He truly wants. And, you know, we can try and fight a calling of God. We can try and do things our own way, but God will always win. God will always get His way. And this is what I'm really starting to recognize. If you're going to the left, going to the right, God always, you know, He has that tag on your heart that pushes you straight forward, and you just got to accept and excel in the things that God has really got for you. And really, you know, this is the most beautiful, peaceful life. But when if your environment is not adjusted, or your environment is, you're not valued in the environment that you're in, then really you need to, or you stay quiet in environments where you should be very loud, then you need to adjust where you are. You need to really get in prayer. You need to get on your knees. God can really change every situation around. He can really move you in such a perfect direction. You know, He can really move your life in His way, but it's up to you to make that choice and that decision. That choice and decision that he what He wants from us is to really be speaking and declaring His word. You know, speaking and declaring His word over our lives, knowing what we want and saying what we want and not what we see. You know, reality, if we look at the reality, then we can really look at, we can see that it could be quite fearful for people. But if we truly look to God, we know that, you know, the end is so amazing and so exciting. We have nothing to fear. We do not need to be looking at the world. We have work to do with God. We can really preach the gospel and show people there is a difference in this world. There is a difference to how they may think and how they may speak, you know, that actually God has a new way of thinking, a new way of speaking. So when we decide to put on the full armor of God, we decide to put down, you know, our own ways, then God can really work with that. He can really show you. He can really give you the words. He can give you the words that are going to change the narrative, change the formation of your life. Like, God has made and formed you, but are you living in your purpose? Or are you coming back because of other people's opinions? Are you really, or even your own? You could even be fighting your calling because of, you know, your own. You might not like the fact that of the uncomfortableness that sometimes we need to have to then grow. You know, in your uncomfort, you will grow. So really choose to be uncomfortable. Choose God always, you know. Choose to sit with God and pray to Him and ask Him, you know. Have that conversation with Him. What is it, God? What is it? What is my work for today? And live in a 24-hour period. Don't live so far in the future. Because it's a step-by-step process. It's a day-by-day that you build. And day by day you build new habits. Day by day it's not fully in the future now. You know, God has a great future, but the future depends on today and what you're doing, who you're choosing, you know. What are you choosing today? Are you choosing life? Are you choosing death? Because as we know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And God really wants you to be speaking life into your situation. Speak the right words into your situation. Don't be speaking, you know, the negatives which bring death. Don't be speaking the word of the world. You know, yes, many things go on, but where is your focus? When we focus on God, we can see and we can declare and we can really know that there is much more to life than just this living. That living with God is extraordinary. That He really just wants you to recognize the way that you're speaking is the way that it's going to carry on. So the way that you're thinking is the way that it's going to carry on. So really switch your thoughts today. Your thoughts could be thoughts of full positivity. Your thoughts could be of thoughts of, you know, I can do instead of I can't do this. You may not be able to do it without God, but nothing is impossible with God. And if that's the course of your life, God is going to make it easy. But if it's not the course of your life, then it's not going to go so smooth sailing. And sometimes we need to go through things to grow. You know, we need to recognize and God needs to fix our vision. Actually, that isn't the right path. That isn't the right person. That isn't the right career choice. That isn't the right, environment for me. That isn't the right, that's not what God has called me to be or how to be. God has called me to be much more greater. He has called me to be extraordinary in this life. And if you want to be extraordinary, you need to do extra. You need to be extra than the ordinary person. You need to be different. You need to be speaking different, thinking different, you know, doing different things. The ordinary person can very much give up, can run away from problems, can really fight their calling or fight the things that God has given to them. And they might just go and live a carnal life. But when you have, I feel it's, for the people who are called and chosen, when, you have a real soft heart for God and you know God and you've been through what you've been through, and you know those people, they're special. Those people have a knowing within them, even though they could have an up and down path, they have a knowing in them that there's nothing more special. There's nothing worth more than the word and the life of God. God really wants you to, and God will humble you. He will humble you to get to know this. And you don't have to go through things so much, but it's your choice and where your mind and where your heart is. You know, and if things don't seem, if you don't understand, then go to God. And then really put your full effort into the works of God and what He wants. What does He want for you? Is that the path? Is that the right path for you? Is that going to cause you destruction? Is that going to bring death to your soul? You know, your soul. Is it? And what I mean is that going to bring you like depressive thoughts, or is that going to bring you negative thoughts, or you know, thoughts that are not matching up to God? God is full of joy, God is full of love, God is full of clarity, God is full of, you know, really thinking in the right manner. And if you're consistently on a whim of, you know, what if, or you're consistently thinking or you're fearing the future, or you have uncertainty, then God can, you know, when you're in that rhythm of things, then it's hard for God to move the way He wants to move. You know, it could be hard for Him to do that. But when you humble yourself and you become meek and you say, okay, God, I surrender all, that I am done doing it my way. I want to cease from my own works. Cease from your own works. Then God can really give you so much clarity. He can give you so much. But it's up to you. Again, it's your choice every day. Every day living. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new choice. Every day is a new way of thinking. Every day is, you know, actually today I'm going to be the one that speaks up. I'm going to show my friend who I stayed very quiet with that actually there is a full truth in God and who He is. That you can completely have a switch around, a turn around, that, you know, even from yesterday that you can change. Because God wants change. There's no point in staying stagnant and staying who you are. He wants you to be fully transformed. and being transformed to you and being transformed to me could be completely different because we've led completely different lives. My transformation, you know, may look like a bit of your normality. But that doesn't counteract the work that God's done within someone, especially when you've come from a dark, mixed up, you know, past that, and you, God knew your real bad habit patterns. God can get you out of anything. He truly can, and God can save you from anything. He can save you from destruction within your life of who you could have potentially become. You know, like, if I look at myself and look at my past and I look at the people of my past and what they are, who they are now, like, God truly saved my life. God truly saved who I was. Don't go back. Don't go back to what caused you such darkness. God is the light. And when you're filled with the light and you have that heart and you see God and you feel God and you know God and you have this huge knowing that you can be so light. You can have so much light within yourself and light within your life. But what are you choosing today? God says, choose me. Choose me today. He also says, choose you, death or life. Choose you this day, death and life are in the power of the tongue. If I've got that right, I could have mixed them completely up. But I know, you know how what I'm trying to explain here is that the words that we speak and the life that we live and the way that we think are so important. The confession of our tongue and our environment is so important. And when God humbles you and you start recognizing, you start seeing and God is speaking to you, then you can really just relax. You can start to see that God has your back, that God has his hedge of protection over you, that God will say that you were the head and not the tail, you know, and you need to believe it. You can't just say it, you need to believe it. I am the head and I'm not the tail in this situation, you know, that in every situation we are blessed. We are blessed upon blessing that God has this huge life for you, extraordinary life that may not seem extraordinary to others, but you know the path and the journey that you've lived, and that no one can take away the experience that you've had with God. No one can take away taking addicts from the streets and making them completely sober. You know, making someone's mind who used to be really, really mixed up and so scrambled into clarity of thinking. Someone who used to be so unconfident, stuttering all the time, to having confidence to fully speak. God is a miracle worker in ways that we will never know, but we need to recognize them and be thankful every day. God wants us thankful, but are you still living in I need more, or this isn't right, or, you know, this situation doesn't feel right. You know, if it's not for you, God will remove it. Have that knowing within you. If that is not for you, then God will remove it. If something else is for you, then God will place you. If it's meant for you, then God will give it to you. And having this knowing, having the clarification, and sometimes, you know, if you have a bad day, and it could feel like a bad day, you know, that all you need to do is just turn your mind and turn your focus back to God, back to the creator of the heavens and earth, and he can create the most perfect life. But it's up to you to choose. It's up to you to say, okay, I am going to let God create my life. I'm going to stop trying to create my life because it is causing me sadness. It's causing me destruction. I'm not blessed. And if you're not blessed, you are blessed. The truth of it is you are blessed to be a blessing. But if you don't feel blessed, then you need to do a checkup from the neck up. Look at yourself. Okay, where are my thoughts lying? Where am I really trusting God in this area? Am I really confessing unto wholeness? Am I really thinking death and life is in the power of the tongue? Am I really speaking, or am I carrying on with the ways of the world and not work in my mind, because that is the most important work that you could ever do, is your mind work. The work within your mind is so important. You know, you could be physically fit, you can, but if you are not mentally fit, then you could be in the most beautiful place in the whole world. And if your mindset isn't okay, and if you've still got paradigms or things, strongholds that hold you back, that it can tear and wreck and ruin your day, your week, your month. So really, those strongholds, really give them to God. You know, the things that, the habit patterns that actually you start to recognize, you know what, when I go in that environment, then I start to act or be in the same way that I used to be, that God's called me actually to be different. God wants me to be the extraordinary person to your neighbour, you know, to the person next to me, to actually show that there's so much more to life, there's so much more to live in, that he really has great things in store for you as an individual. But if you don't speak up and you don't live on par with God and his word and his way, then it's hard for, then God can't do anything, because you're staying silent because of, you know, fear of maybe embarrassment, or fear of who you used to be, and fear of judgment. You know, the only person that can judge you is God. He is the one who's going to judge you. So really make that, again, a real strong thought within your mind. Only God can judge me. God knows every human habit. God knows every human emotion. God knows everything that we can go through and who we can be. And Jesus also felt all of it, but he didn't become it. So even if you, when you feel something, you don't have to become it. You just have to cast all care to God. Cast all care and remove those feelings or negative feelings or thoughts, and say, this isn't of you. Don't complicate it. And I feel, especially as a woman, you know, we can complicate things. And, you know, today's a new day to say, I'm not going to complicate it anymore. I'm really going to make it simple with God, trust him, live the life that he really has mapped out for me. And I'm going to ensure that he's creating it and I'm not creating it. I'm choosing to speak the godly path rather than the things that have been the norm for me. I'm really going to ensure that the transformation is fully known by all. That when I speak and when I declare, that I know my words have power. And when you start to know your words have power, and you start to understand that the authority that lives within you, then you will start to really recognize that anything that tries to come upon you, you can remove. You have the power of God living within you, and you will start, your confidence will soar high, because it's not you, it's God living within you. And it's the, and that's how important, again, our words, they are a creative force, they are powerful. So what power are you choosing, negative or positive? Are you choosing the right way or the wrong way? Because God is just saying, it takes one step of discipline, one step of, I value myself enough now to say, I'm not going to live below par, I'm not going to live below who God has called me to be. And who is that? He's called you to be that extraordinary person for other people around you. So, that was what was on my heart this morning, and I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. God bless you!